Young Chop on the beat. Everybody wanted it, so I had to bring it back real quick. You know, a little something. We're doing semi-attached figures, chapter 7. Bring it to you real quick, real fast. We're talking about numbers, weights, and times. Semi-attached figures, numbers that don't actually add up to anything or mean anything, but are just included. I'm going to let you go with Heather real quick. Here's Heather, Heather on the beat.
All right, so chapter 7 was just talking about statistics that... or statements, statistical statements that don't necessarily tell you anything about what they're trying to say. That's a really bad explanation. I'll use the example that they have on airplanes, and they had something like more people are killed by airplanes now than there were in 1910, which is, yes, it's a true statement, but it also you have to take into account the other things that the statement doesn't include. Such as more people travel by planes now, there's more planes and whatnot, so it would make sense that more people would die now as a result of plane crashes or whatever than in 1910. I think chapter 7 was just, yeah, statements that say something but don't tell the whole story.
Yeah, basically it's like, you can't, if a statistician's trying to prove something but they can't prove it, they'll try to prove something else.
Yeah.
And make sure those two things relate, even though they don't actually relate.
It really relates to just a lot of the book, because what a lot of the book is trying to say is, like, you don't always want to believe everything that you see. And so what this part of the chapter, or what this chapter relates to the book as, is it's saying these are numbers that aren't necessarily wrong, but they're numbers that are put onto the end or the beginning or in a place that makes them look bigger than they actually seem to be, or they actually need to be, or that contorts the opinion or the idea.
Another example given in this chapter was about germs and how they affect colds. A laboratory tested how many germs a certain cold medicine killed, and they said that 31,108 germs were killed. But really, germs and colds, they don't have anything to do with each other. And, well, they might not have anything to do with each other. And it doesn't tell you what kind of germ they killed, so, I mean, it's really irrelevant.
Alright, so we move to chapter 8.
To chapter 8, we go.
Yeah.
It's not actually called cause
and effect. No, it's like, what is it called?
Post hoc.
Okay. So that was just mostly about cause and effect and correlation, and they had the example of, does smoking cause bad students, or is bad students cause smoking? And what they had in the study was that smoking results in, like, lower grades and things. But then when they looked at it further, it was like bad students usually result to, like, start smoking and stuff as a result of being a bad student.
With this chapter, what I got from it was thinking about resistance, irresistance, and dependency, and seeing as how some things will be dependent on others, and some things are completely non-dependent, and if you can make something look dependent on something else, it can really help your argument. But something can be independent and non-resistant, or actually not non-resistant, is resistant without being wrong. So, like, you could say something is one thing, and it is that thing, but it can also be another thing while not being dependent on the first thing that you claimed it to be.
I like the example given that was about married woman and if your chances of going to college affect your getting married. And the study showed that most married women did not go to college. So what was interesting was that being married and going to college have no correlation.
Speaking of going to college, I like how the example is like, everyone thinks that, like, if you go to college, you automatically will be successful in life. But, like, you gotta think about the people who actually go to college. Like, the most people who go to college have shown to be rich people and smart people. And rich people are already, their parents are already successful, so they're probably gonna get passed on to them. And then the smart people, nothing against other people, but the smart people just have a talent that can make them, they have the talent that can make them more successful in life. Like, they can be an engineer or something.
So, chapter 9, yeah, which
was how to stenticulate. No, that's the other one. I like this chapter because I could actually relate to, like, well, not necessarily relate, but I am going to be kind of, this is kind of statistics I'll be looking at when I'm, like, in university. I really like the example about the census and pretty much the, just how to stenticulate, which is, like, how to mislead people with statistics. And they've got the average income for American families, and then, like, the, and how they did that was the per capita thing, and then they, like, added up by the family's number of people. So they've got the little picture of how to make $22,500 a year, and it's got, like, acquire at least one wife and 13 children, calculate the U.S. per capita income, and multiply it by 15, and that will give you that much, which is not true at all. Because that assumes that every single person in your family is getting an income and that average income. And you've got, like, kids or people who are students who don't make an income. And then you've got retired people. And then you just have, like, the really wealthy people who are doing really well making high income and the people who are making low income.
I think what that also is, like, what their truth is behind that is, like, thinking about tax reliefs, claiming 13 dependencies would get you a lot. But in the same manner, like, they're not saying that, so that's, like, a pure example of lying with statistics, the name of the book.
Another example that was given was how many hours people slept in a night, and they asked 100 people how many hours they slept, and the total came up to 783 hours for the 100 people. And then they divided that by 100, and they got 7.83 hours for everybody. But really, that study was misleading because people don't know how long they sleep, and also because they kind of didn't take into account outliers, and sometimes the average isn't the correct way of finding a correct data set or a correct number to represent the whole.
Are you sure this isn't the summary chapter? I feel like
chapter 1 is the summary chapter.
I thought the last chapter talked about, like, what to do. I thought chapter 9 was the summary. It was, like, a review.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of like...
It was a review of, like, the whole book. Yeah, that's what I got out of this chapter.
Sort of. It was just, like, here's what you can do. Like, they had an example where the publishing a book...
So, wait, are we moving to chapter 10? Or
no,
is this...
not yet. Oh, okay. And it had, like, 187 years of publishing went into the book, which wasn't actually how many years. It was the individual years that each person spent working on the book combined. So it was kind of like a summary-ish, because it took into account all the different things.
Because when I read it, I was just thinking, like, oh, they already talked about some of this before.
Yeah,
this
they were for a lot back to start. There was a lot of examples in this chapter. The sleep one, and I think the examples kind of just drive the points that the author is trying to make home, and I find that a very good method of trying to communicate what you're trying to say.
Move to the last chapter.
Chapter 10.
Which was how to talk back to statistics.
They gave us, like, five things that we should do whenever we get a stat.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Who's saying it? How do they know? Did they change the topic, subject? No, this is it's not getting to be in order. Yeah, what's missing? And...
Did you say that someone changed the subject?
Yeah, did someone change the subject? And there's the last one.
The last one is, does it make sense?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't make sense. So I think those are all five important questions to think about every single time you see a statistic, which is, like, every bloody second of the day.
What I liked about this chapter is I feel like the book was actually talking to me. It was, like, a guide or a manual, and it almost felt hands-on, which is hard for, like, a book to do, but... That's kind of how I felt with this book, which was saying, like, here is in, like, very plain text, like, how you can do what you need to do to talk to a statistician.
Yeah, and I feel like from this book, whenever somebody says a statistic or I read a statistic, I'm always going to question it now. I won't just take what it says on the cover. I'll actually read into it.
Kate just took what I was about to say, so, yeah, I'm for the rest of my life now, I'm probably just going to question, like, the stat, just be like, hey, that might not be true. They might be telling me something that I don't know yet.
So, guys, what was your favorite chapter in the book?
I like chapter 9 because it did kind of have it like serve as a summary of the whole book, but also like just reinforced things and gave more examples that for me made sense. Like I was able to comprehend.
I liked chapter 8. It was really cool to have cause and effect and be able to say like, oh, this happens because of this, or this doesn't happen because of this.
I like chapter 10 because I feel like chapter 10 I can use for the rest of my life. Well, I could use the other chapters too, but like chapter 10 was like a hands-on guide, like what Andrew said, guide what I can use for the rest of my life every time I look at a statistic now.
I like chapter 6 best because the best way to communicate to me is with pictures, and the author really drove it home by showing how statistics can be lied about through pictures, and especially with the picture of the bags of money. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, this has been Young Chow from the crew. We want to wish you a happy birthday and a good summer. We're going to sign off right here and let you take it from here, but Young Chow, signing out.